Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a pleasure to welcome into our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Tish Adams. I'm going to read something that I received from Tish as a bio. It says, Rhode Island-based vocalist Tish Adams has grown a stunning 1986 amateur jazz debut into a multifaceted artistic life. Her motto is jazz, blues, and a few surprises, always looking for ways that she can use her talents to bring people together and encourage them to support the arts, their community, and each other. Tish wears many hats. Performing is her first love, and it shows in every show, but there's so much more. Well, what we're going to do is find out about this so much more. Welcome to the program, Tish.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here in the studio with us. You didn't have to come too far today to get to us. You're a regular in the South County area of Rhode Island. As a matter of fact, you have a radio program yourself.
I do. It was on this very morning.
There you go. It's a jazz program at URI, and it's tell us, well, before we get into that, let's find out a little bit about your background.
Okay.
Where did you grow up? What town? What area?
I grew up sort of in three places. I was born in Boston, grew up in West Medford. Jazz lovers will know that's the home of Alan Dawson and Jackie Byard and Billy Thompson and lots of other talented folks, Terry Lynn Carrington. And then when I was 10 or 11, my dad was offered a job at Brown when they decided to start a medical school. So he came down here for a year, stayed in some little broomstick of a studio apartment while he was house hunting, and we came down and, you know, slept on the floor and the cots and stuff in his broom closet on the weekends and went and looked at the houses that he found, and a year later we moved here. But most of my summers I spent in Cape Cod because that's where the fresh air and my grandmother's house on the lake and all of my cousins were, because I'm an only child and I grew up in a neighborhood full of really good kids.
Well, there you go. What town on the Cape?
Mashpee.
Mashpee, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Most people don't think of Cape Cod and then the word lake with it. But there you go.
Well, there was also South Cape Beach, but yeah. We would go to the ocean to South Cape early in the morning, and then we would come home and we would grab a bottle of shampoo and we would go down the path to the lake and wash the salt off and scrub our hair. And
that's exactly what I grew up on, a lake in just outside of New Bedford, in between New Bedford and Taunton, called Long Pond. And we did the same thing, and you had ivory soap, right?
Because absolutely.
There you go. So we have those connections. And then was there any schooling as far as your music is concerned, or is that something that came naturally?
Once upon a time, after I had left Pratt Institute, discovering that I was not cut out to be a fashion designer or a costume designer, and I should have stuck with the band I was in high school, but no, college was insisted upon, because a musician is no life for security.
Oh, I remember that advice too.
Yep, and I am living reality of that point. I am, you know, dangling from a thread at all times and loving every minute of it.
Well, there you go. All right. So jazz is your venue, so to speak, and your background. What influenced you to start in that versus gospel singing or a cappella singing or opera?
Well, I've done a lot of singing. I did do some gospel singing when I was very, very young. I was in the junior choir at church, and it was pretty much like that opening scene from the Ike and Tina Turner movie where the little girl is, you know, frowned upon for belting stuff out and improvising and not blending in with the choir. That was me. Needless to say, I didn't last in it very long. And then in high school, I had, you know, this cluster of gems cemented to my forehead and this huge afro and satin jumpsuits. And I was a Parliament Funkadelic Funketeer fan. And I was in a funk band with all of, many people know the names Clay Osborne or Jeffrey Osborne.
Sure.
The next generation down, all the nephews. I was in a band with most of them. There were, I think at one point there were 9 of us, a couple non-family members, but mostly it was various degrees of the Osborne family.
Well, I was asking you before the show started what music we wanted to play tonight, and the first one you selected is called My Heart Belongs to Daddy. I'm guessing there's a story behind that before we hear it, right?
There's always a story behind everything, because every song is a story, but every song... You're led to every song somehow. I fell in love with this song in a movie sung by Marilyn Monroe. Totally different from the way I do it, of course.
It's funny because you look exactly like Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah. The Suicide Blonde and everything. Sure. The movie is called Let's Make Love, and it's Marilyn Monroe and Yves Montand and Tony Randall. It's one of those classic old musicals.
Right.
I love those.
Yeah.
I've learned most of my songs are stuck in my head as a kid from watching old musicals. But this one... when I got together with guitarist Gino Rosati, and he came into the little, what is now the Tish Adams Jazz Trio, with he and Joe Potenza on bass and myself on vocals, Gino and I somehow decided that this would be a good song to add to our repertoire because I thought it reminded me of a song that he wanted to do, which was Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets.
Oh, yeah.
And they're kind of the same gold digger
theme.
Whatever
Lola Wants, Lola Gets, yep.
Right. And of course, we've changed both of them. Lola is slowed way, way, way down, and it's kind of this tango sounding mm-hmm. thing, and it's just ever so sexy. And My Heart Belongs to Daddy is sort of Latin-y. Joe has decided we're calling it a rumbolero.
All right. That's a good name for it. Well, why don't we, let's give it a listen and we can come back and talk some more.
Okay.
We'll be right back. tearing off a game of golf. I mean, make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through. My heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fin and hattie, I just adore that he wants more, but my heart belongs to daddy. My heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be mad. My heart belongs to my daddy, daddy.
Very unique sounds of Tish Adams, and I know there's more to that song that you want to talk about, right?
Absolutely. That's sort of a sneak preview for all of you out there in radio land of a CD in progress.
Oh.
And I'm recording it with a band that includes both Gino Rattati on guitar and Joe Potenza on bass, who I just spoke about in the trio with me, but if you add Chris Brooks on pedal steel guitar and Eric Hastings on drums, you get Evening Sky.
Okay, all right. So you're a little scoop here. That's great.
Evening Sky has invited me to be one of the guest stars that shines in their Evening Sky. And we've been doing a little pandemic recording. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the tracks that will be on the CD when it's done.
Excellent. All right. We have time to get one more song in this segment. What do you have for us here?
I believe we have one of my originals, which is entitled Love in the Morning, the Coffee Blues. And if you pay close attention to the story as I sing it, you will realize it is not a pro-coffee song.
It's not a pro-coffee.
It's not necessarily an anti-coffee song. It's a put that away for now or stop at the drive-through later and come back to bed song.
Okay, we'll give that a listen, then take a short break and be back with more of Tish Adams.
Gets up, put a little sunshine inside his coffee cup. And that's what they try to sell you on the TV. But coffee don't do nothing for me. Spend one morning, I'll make you believe that you're my cup of tea. The best part of waking up for you may be the Folgers in your cup, it's true. Keep that mountain grown, I've got ideas of my own. Love will be your Edel and any percolator you've known. No, you don't need no sugar, you don't need no cream. The love of another will share your dreams. I know you heard all of those warnings about the dangers of caffeine. You ought to try some love. Just one time you'll see what I mean. Thank you. that he's coffee cup. That's what they try to sell you on the TV. But coffee don't do nothing for me. Spend one morning, I'll make you believe that you're my cup of tea. The best part of waking up for you may be the Folgers in your cup, it's true. Keep that mountain grown, I've got ideas of my own. I'm telling you, love will be greater than any percolator you've known. I got an automatic brewer from the Kmart store. Now he inhales that aroma, but he wants me more, no more. Cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, no. Save that for the office, I'll perk you up. Love in the morning, ooh, what a way to wake up. Try love in the morning, you'll forget that coffee cup.
Tish Adams is the name of my special guest on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to her jazz recordings. Got a little scoop there in that first segment, and maybe we'll have a few more before the evening is over. Tish, let's talk about some of your recordings, and can people purchase them anywhere? Is there a website, or is there any way to get a hold of them?
Well, I'm sort of old school in the tech department. Dinosaur, if you will.
That's all right.
So if you send me an email and say, Tish, can I have a copy of the Vampire Blues with the three bonus tracks? The song you just heard is one of those bonus tracks, Love in the Morning, the Coffee Blues, which was, by the way, inspired by a Maxwell House television commercial, Caught in My Head.
Good to the last drop.
And you will hear in that song other references to Folgers and a cup, a cup, a cup. And later on in the live performances, there ends up being this little interlude in the middle after the solos with my own lyrics to the tune of the Java Jive sort of mixed in. And my mom used to tell me that I watch entirely too much television, and I heard that, you know, brain turned to mush, eyeballs turned square. I heard all of that.
All that, but it worked out fine.
But it did, because it inspired this song, and I learned all those old musical songs, and it's great.
Absolutely good. Now, so they send you an email, and what's the email address?
The email address is jazztish@hotmail.com. See, I told you I was
of
a dinosaur.
Of course you have Hotmail. Of course. Right. So it's Jazz, J-A-Z-Z, Tish, T-I-S-H, at hotmail.com. All right.
No spaces, no capitals, no nothing.
No,
and the website is just tishadams.com. And if you forget the email, it's the first thing you see when you come to the website.
Excellent.
So just remember my name.
Tish. Tish Adams. All right. Now, you know, there's lots of forms of jazz, so to speak. We're very fortunate to have our own jazz program here on WCRI on Friday nights with Joe Perillo, Jazz After Dinner. And I know that he does lots of different styles, genres, if you will, within what's called jazz. What do you prefer? Do you prefer a certain style, or do you like to do everything?
Well, being a vocalist myself, I prefer, listening-wise, when I'm not working, to listen to other vocalists, because there's so many tunes and so little time, and I need to learn so many. And because I'm one of those singers who never went to Berkeley, and I don't know how to read music and all of those things, I learn with my ears.
Right.
So
I know how that goes.
I listen to vocalists until I learn the words, and then I listen to horn players and other instrumental versions, and I listen to every version of every song I like that I can find and try and soak them all up like a sponge.
Right. So growing up, did like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, any of those that were...
Definitely Billie Holiday. I actually do... I'm building a series called Inspiration, and the first show in that series was a show called Another Lady Sings the Blues, and it's songs of Billie Holiday. It's not your typical Rhode Island is so famous for its tribute band shows. It's not one of those.
Okay.
I don't try to do an imitation of Billie. It's more, this is how she influenced me and stories about her. And it's kind of a lecture concert combination. I mostly do it in libraries.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And there's another place that you have been performing recently, which I'm very familiar with. coming up on May 30th, you're going to be back at the Music Mansion in Providence, right?
Well, I'll be there hosting, and I will probably pop in and do a couple of cameos as a guest star in the Evening Sky.
There
but that's
go.
Evening Sky's night,
all
May
right.
30th. They have another instrumental CD that they just released last week. So we're going to plug that one and plug them, and I'll join in for a couple of songs and give people a sneak peek of RCD in progress.
So if people want to meet you, they can show up at the Music Mansion, make a reservation, and that's Memorial Day weekend, Sunday, May 30th, and it's from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. So check that out. And you can also go to the Music Mansion website, which is musicmansion.com. There you go.
.org.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I want to make a note that you will find information on the Music Mansion website as soon as I send it to them, because we just finished our last concert last Sunday. But you can only make a reservation by sending an email to jazztish@hotmail.com.
Okay, we look forward to that. Let's get back to your music. This one, Small Day Tomorrow.
Small Day Tomorrow. Oh, yes. This song is, every time I share this song with a musician I haven't worked before, they're immediately in love with it. It's just one of those songs that floors you instantly. I saw it performed. I went to see Manhattan Transfer at the PPAC before it was the PPAC. I can't remember which evolution it was at the time, but it was not PPAC yet. This was a long time ago.
So you're talking about a while back.
Yeah.
It was probably the Ocean State Theater at that point in time.
Probably.
Not the Ocean State Theater, but it came in Warwick, but the one that was way back after it was Lowe's.
Right.
It was the Ocean State for a while.
And I think there was one more thing in between that and the PPAC, and it might have been that.
Yeah.
But it was definitely pre-PPAC. And anyway, at one point, I love the Manhattan Transfer.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, Janice Siegel, she's the little tiny one with the dark hair and the huge voice, she threw everybody off the stage except the piano player, and they did this song together, and I sat there on the edge of my seat with my chin on the floor, gaping the whole time. I was just fascinated with this song, and it took me ages and ages and ages to find a chart for it. I wasn't looking in the right places because it was right there in the new real book. And I finally got my hands on it, and I've been doing the song ever since, and everybody loves it when I do it. The crowd loves it. The band is like, where did you find this song?
All right. Well, let's listen to Small Day Tomorrow.
Everybody needs one.
I don't have to go to bed. I've got a small day tomorrow. Small day tomorrow. I don't need to use my head. I've got a small day tomorrow. I can sleep the day away, and it won't cause too much sorrow. Not tomorrow. So tonight this mouse will play. She's got a small out there dealing your big deals. You're going to need your
Tish, we have time for one more tune before we take our next break. And this one's kind of intriguing to me because it comes from an album that you did for children, right?
I did. My friend Willie Mayette, who is a wonderful pianist and longtime friend, we used to work together a lot as a duet, and we still work together occasionally in an ensemble situation. He's part of my Blues You Can Use band, yet another personality of the Tish Adams, the singer. He has an educational program for children called Jazz Kids. And you should see the little teeny tiny hands playing, swinging and playing the blues. Oh, it's great.
Wow.
And he wrote all these original songs that he uses in his lessons. And he asked me to write lyrics to some of the songs. So for this next song that we're going to play, I actually wrote two sets of lyrics, because all the songs are named for kids who take the lessons or who were taking lessons at the time. We did this a while back. And there was a kid named Leo. So this song is about this song is for Leo.
Okay.
And I couldn't decide which lyrics I liked best. And when I finally did decide, I was outvoted. So the version that nobody will ever hear is called Leo's Lost Labrador. And this one that you're about to hear is called Leo is Cool.
All right, let's listen to Leo is Cool. We'll take a short break and be back with much more of Tish Adams.
Leo is cool, nobody's fool. Every note that he plays is a jewel. His parents angel and he'll never change, 'cause he's cool as can be. Once he plays it, you'll see why I'm oh so glad I met him. Never will forget him. He's as cool as an Ellington tune, and he'll be here soon, 'cause we're having a session at noon. We'll do our thing, bossa nova to swing, then we'll bop till we drop. No, we won't wanna stop. And every note he plays is so hip, everybody knows it. He's as cool as can be. Is cool, nobody's fool. Every note that he plays is a jewel. His parents' angel, and he'll never change, 'cause he's cool as can be. Once he plays it, you'll see why I'm oh so glad I met him. Never will forget him. He's as cool as an Ellington tune, and he'll be here soon, 'cause we're having a session at noon. We'll do our thing, bossa nova to swing, then we'll bop till we drop. No, we won't wanna stop. Every note he plays is so hip, everybody knows it. He's as cool as can. He's as cool as can. He's as cool as can. He's as cool as can be.
Conducting Conversations is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Tish Adams. Tish is a jazz singer, blues singer, all kinds of singer, and artistic person in general. She is a very well-rounded individual that decided she didn't want to be a fashion designer in school and got into music. And has become a millionaire, multimillionaire, probably.
I wish.
But like a lot of us in the arts, we enjoy what we do, and Tish is no exception to that. Part of her slogan is having fun. And I have to tell you, if you could have been here in the studio with me, you would have fun too. She is a very lovely person and just nice and easy to talk to. Tish, let's back up a little bit. And find out some more about the Music Mansion and the program that's going on there.
Yeah, the program is called Tish Adams Presents, and it started in February when doing monthly jazz concerts, usually on the last Sunday of the month. And every once in a while, we might deviate a little and do something not jazz, but jazz appreciator friendly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In June, we'll be doing it in the middle of the month because it's our last chance. They close mid-June for their summer season since...
Yeah, the mansion is not air-conditioned, so Right. You don't want to be in there at the end of June and July and August.
No, and there is no easy way to get it air-conditioned without upsetting the Rhode Island Historical Society, I assume.
You are right with that one, right. Bring in a lot of ice cubes.
Right. So for July and August, I will move the series down here to South County at Pump House Music Works.
Okay.
And then go back to the Music Mansion in September. And as you mentioned, May 30th, Evening Sky, who you heard behind me in Small Day Tomorrow and My Heart Belongs to Daddy, they will be there on May 30th celebrating their latest release, instrumental release, called Two Weekends, One Microphone. That's what it is. And I might jump in and do a couple of tunes and
I hope so.
Give another sneak peek for our upcoming collaboration.
And if you need a bass in the background, I can jump in with you.
There. Okay. Well, once you hear Joe Potenza, you will know that he needs no help whatsoever. But I am looking forward to coming back to the Music Mansion in September because I have just booked the husband and wife team of Marshall Wood and Donna Byrne, and a pianist yet to be decided upon. Marshall is the bass player for Tony Bennett's ensemble. Hmm. And Donna is, well, if you're a jazz fan and you've been in New England for a while, you know who Donna is, and you don't even have to ask. She is a singer's singer, and she's fabulous. And Donna, if you're listening, my request for the evening is Jitterbug Waltz, please. Or
getting your request in early. That's for September.
Or Bobby Troup's version of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Okay.
Well, which I've adopted and changed around a little, and I use it when I do my kids' show, which is called The Biggest Little Jazz Show. So if you ever need to entertain a bunch of babies and toddlers and little ones...
That information is available on your website, right? How they can go
home? I think so.
Yeah. Well, at least I can find you.
I'm really bad at updating the website and things like that. I am so not a tech person.
But at least there's an email there, so they can email you,
right.
and you promise you'll get back to them.
Right, there's an email, there's a phone number.
A phone, you know. Telephone. I still have one of those, rotary things.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine's not rotary, but it is a landline, and it has no caller ID, and people yell at me all the time, you know, I called you, and you weren't there. I'm like, did you leave a message? No. Well, no. Then I have no idea that you called. My machine assumes you're a machine and just hangs up on you. The sound of your voice is your caller ID.
There you go.
So, in addition to the Biggest Little Jazz Show, sometimes I do children's performances. I really miss doing it this February because of COVID. But this all started back at Greenvale Vineyards in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, probably about 20 years ago. They asked me to participate in a show called Jazz for Kids. And I have the best time. It's babies and toddlers, and they're twirling around and doing the diaper wag. And we do a little choo-choo in and around the performance space and out the door and back in the other door and to Duke Ellington's A-Train. And it's real jazz for real kids. And kids need to know where music comes from.
That's great.
It's not all iTunes and downloads and people make music.
Absolutely.
And it's very participatory.
All right. Well, we have, as I mentioned, one song left. And again, it's from a little sneak preview here of something that's going to be coming out. It's called West Coast Blues. Tell us about this one.
This is a Wes Montgomery tune. And if you don't know who Wes Montgomery is, he's a very famous jazz guitarist. Which, of course, when I mentioned that I wanted to do this tune, both Gino and Chris, guitarists, perked right up and said, there are words to that? Let's do it. So we did, and we've sort of adapted it to our own tastes, as we do with most things. We're a little adventurous. It's one of the things I love about jazz. And we've made it our own, and we're enjoying it very much. And we've done it live a few times, last weekend at the Pump House, and we did a live stream for The Parlor in Providence, and it's becoming one of our most requested tunes in our collaborative band effort.
Well, Tish, I can't thank you enough for coming on our program, sharing your music with our audience. I'm sure they've enjoyed it, and we'll look forward to enjoying it much more.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right, we're going to go out with West Coast Blues, Tish Adams, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Thank you. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.